let's spend a little time appreciating the work of some of the musicians who died in 2022. It was a tough year for those who love the sound of Philadelphia. Philly Soul lost a few of its architects, such as producer and songwriter Tom Bell, studio owner Joe Tarsia, and William Hart, singer with the Delphonics. All I know is la 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 la. In January, we lost a legendary voice, Ronnie Spector, the Ronettes. And in August, one of the greatest songwriters in Motown history died. Lamont Dozier co-wrote smash hits such as Baby Love, Reach Out, I'll Be There, You Keep Me Hanging On, and this one for the Supremes. Two jazz legends died in September. Pianist Ramsey Lewis brought swing to pop songs. And saxophonist Pharoah Sanders took the spirit of John Coltrane into new territories. A Pulitzer Prize-winning composer died in February. George Crumb wrote works as tender as a hymn or as terrifying as war. A number of film score composers died this year, too. Vangelis wrote the music for Blade Runner and went to number one with this piece from the movie Chariots of Fire. Monty Norman came up with one of the most recognizable riffs in film history. And director David Lynch lost two of his collaborators, composer Angelo Badalamenti and singer Julie Cruz, best known for this song from Twin Peaks. She was called the Nightingale of India. Lata Mangeshkar lent her voice to more than 1,000 Bollywood films. Another singer known for film soundtracks, Irene Cara, died last month. Fame was a top 10 hit, and then this song went all the way to number one. Two of the men who brought the musical hair to Broadway died, writer James Rado and producer Michael Butler.
Jimmy, head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, black and waxing.
Speaking of long, beautiful hair, here's someone who brought theatrical flair to the rock scene. Meat Loaf scored one of the biggest hits of the 70s with his album Bat Out of Hell.
I can see
this man practically destroyed pianos when he played.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
The killer Jerry Lee Lewis was one of rock and roll's founding fathers.
You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Someone who took a slightly different approach to the piano. Romania's Radu Lupu was considered perhaps the greatest concert pianist of his generation. A beloved rock drummer died in March. Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters was just 50 years old. In the 70s, a few British bands started incorporating Jamaican music into their sound, and that gave ska its second wave. Terry Hall of the Specials died just a few weeks ago. In the mid-90s, you couldn't go far without hearing one of Coolio's hits. He died in September, not long after his 59th birthday.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left.
And then just about a month later, one of hip-hop's most creative young rappers was killed, Takeoff, from the trio Migos. One of the greats in Brazil's Tropicália movement died last month, Gal Costa. And one of the founders of the Nueva Trova scene that thrived at the beginning of the Cuban Revolution also died, Pablo Milanés. This past year, we said goodbye to two of the queens of country music. Loretta Lynn had 16 number one singles on the country charts.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler.
And the mom in the mother-daughter duo, the Judds, Naomi Judd, died in April.
Love is alive and at our breakfast table every day of the week. Love is alive and it grows every day, not even in our sleep.
Olivia Newton-John was one of the most popular singers of the late 70s and early 80s. This song stayed at number one for a stunning 10 weeks. We also lost one of the most successful rock songwriters from that time. Christine McVie wrote some of Fleetwood Mac's biggest hits, like Don't Stop, You Make Loving Fun, Say You Love Me, and this one found new life this past year. Also, the man who signed Fleetwood Mac died this past summer. Mo Austin was a wildly successful studio executive who worked with Neil Young, Prince, Madonna, R.E.M., and many others. He was 95.
I wanna be with you everywhere.
And those are just a few of the many musicians we lost in 2022. If you heard a favorite of yours, maybe just go out and enjoy some of their music over the weekend.